Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you showed up, too, because Joe Bailey's here. Joseph Bailey is the author of The Speed Trap and the co-author of Slowing Down to the Speed of Life, among other books. Joe is a psychologist that helps people. One of the things I think he probably does is help people get out of their own way. And he does that in helps them with their lives and their businesses. And he's here to talk to us about a topic that you've heard me talk about many times before. Some of you may have read some of the things I've written about it, and that's fear. And his new book is called Fear Proof Your Life. Joe Bailey, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. And now, the book's not out yet, right? It's going to be out in the fall.
No, actually, this is my very first interview on the book, so I'm excited to talk to you about it.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for launching it on the show. But people can order it right now, but it won't be delivered till what, September, October?
Yeah, the book's official release date is October 1st.
Okay.
It's Fear Proof Your Life, but they can order it, through Amazon or through my website. Pre-order it now.
Joe, this concept of fear is such an interesting thing. In an article I wrote one time about fear, I said fear can be either a motivator or an immobilizer. What do you think?
Well, I think, fear is a real natural thing. It's in animals, it's a survival instinct. We call it the fight or flight mechanism that allows us to survive and to, it alerts us and wakes us up when there's danger or when there's opportunity or when there's something that needs to be done. But what we've done with this very natural, very important sensation for success and survival is we've really turned it into a vicious cycle, and with worry and all the anxiety and stress that we create around overthinking our fears.
Do we have too much information, Joe, these days?
I think it. Too much information can be dangerous. We're with the 24-hour news, the internet, with all of the just enormous amount of information that bombards us every day from advertisers and radio and TV and everything else. I think we've become almost obsessed with all the things that can go wrong in our lives. Whether it's the economy or our health or
let me give you an example. One great example is, and I certainly don't mean to be disrespectful or insensitive or anything to what happened near your part of the world, Joe. The bridge that fell last week.
Yes.
That's
right.
A horrible, horrible situation, Joe, and it's sad, and maybe it was even preventable. But how long has it been since a bridge fell, Joe? How many times has a bridge fell of that magnitude without somebody crashing into it with a boat or some other reason? How often in your lifetime has that happened, Joe? I don't remember a situation like that myself. Do you?
No, not of this magnitude, and certainly.
But yet, a lot of people want to turn that into something we should all be wringing our hands over, in the rest of our lives. I don't agree with that.
Well, it was a very sad event, and I knew a lot of people involved with it. Being that it's near my home, the news media has just really taken off with it. And in the beginning, it's certainly understandable that people would be afraid. And as I was listening to a show about the heroes of that day, and people in the midst of it had no fear. Wasn't that they didn't have fear, but they, as often happens in a crisis, we just rise to the occasion, and people perform very heroic deeds. But in the aftermath of it, with the hashing and the rehashing of the stories and reliving it, people have now become so afraid of even driving across the bridge, they get panic attacks just going across a regular bridge. So you can see how fear can spin out of control. And the media hypes this because fear sells.
Exactly.
Keeps us tuned in.
That's exactly right, and I think that's the reason why, with the 24-hour cycle, you know, we're sort of like, with our news, Joe, we're sort of like, you know, at a constant smorgasbord, you know, where there's, you know, there's food all the time. You have to limit yourself, don't you? You have to say, you know what, I'm going to stop eating. I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to wait a while. I think you have to do that with the news cycle. Joe, in your book, you talk about overcoming fear through transformation. You say going from ego to true self. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I think that we have a natural immunity system, just like the body has a natural immunity system to ward off disease and heal injury. The mind has a natural immunity system as well to know when you're worrying too much about something, when you've taken fear too far. And that's a sensation of when fear goes overboard, we can't sleep, we can't eat, we develop all of these aches and pains, and that's I call it an internal alarm clock. And like this morning when my alarm clock went off, it woke me up. It was there to let me know I need to get up for the show, but I didn't want to leave that alarm clock on all day to stay awake. And that's what people do with fear. They have a fearful thought, and instead of just paying attention to it and taking action or making a decision, they'll replay that thought over and over again. And what I am talking about in the book is that there's this kind of, our native language is to be fearless, it's to be courageous, it's to be wise, it's to have a feeling of peace and equanimity in our life. And that's our natural self, our true self, as I call it in the book. And the book is about, not about fear, it's really about how to live fearless. It's how to access that innate capacity and resiliency that we all have to live a fearless life.
Is our true self, Joe, where we recognize what our limitations are, and we, up to those limitations, we have confidence in ourselves to solve those, and then we reserve beyond those limitations for when we experience fear? You see what I mean? In other words, if I, you know, Inspector Callahan, the Clint Eastwood guy said, you know, a man's got to know his limitations. And so as long as I have experiences where I've been successful, or I have knowledge or training, you know, I won't fear those things that I know I can handle.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you know, that's when, you know, fear probably is a good thing for us.
Well,
stand by, Joe. We're
going to
take a quick break. I'm going to let Joe respond to that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you get a chance. The first one is where you can find all the things we've been doing for the last 10 years on our show, my writings, our newsletter, the blog, the archives, lots of stuff there, lots of great resources. No barrier to entry. If you can get in, if you can get there, we'll let you in, and you can just spend all the time you want there and use our resources to your advantage, all compliments of our corporate partners. And then, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get answers to your questions about your small business. I hope you'll check it out. And that also is a free resource that you can thank our sponsors for that. Joe Bailey is our guest. Joseph Bailey is the author of the new book, Fear Proof Your Life, which I encourage you to check out, folks. You can order it now at any of the online bookstores. It'll be available for delivery around the 1st of October, and be the first on your block to get Joe's new book. Joe, we're talking about fear, folks, and, you know, fear is a constant abiding emotion for small business owners. Even, you know, I was telling you off the air a little bit earlier, that, you know, sometimes things present themselves to us that frighten us, that make us fearful, especially if it's new, if it's something we haven't dealt with before. If we've already dealt with it and it presents itself, it still could be scary, but because we have the experience of dealing with it before, we don't fear it, we just deal with it. But there are always plenty of things that go bump in the night for small business owners. What kind of a philosophy or practice do you think we can you help us with to put into place so that we can deal with these things better?
Well, I think what you're talking about there, Jim, is what we all face every day is the unknown. You know, we're always dealing with the unknown, and when we have confidence, like you said, when you've gone through something before and you feel confident about it, well, you just, oh, I can handle it. You just have that knowing that you're going to be all right. When we approach a new situation and we don't have a deeper confidence in ourselves, then we become fearful. We become often panicked. I was riding on the plane back from a fishing trip with my son the other day, and I happened to be sitting next to the former president of American Express. He'd been president of American Express for 7 years, and he was an amazing guy. And we got to talking about my book and what I do, and I asked him, I said, well, how do you think fear affects people in business? And he said, well, fear is what destroys entrepreneurship.
Yep.
He said, when people are too afraid, they don't take risks, they don't think out of the box, they're not honest, they're not creative, they don't say the truth, they restrict themselves. And they
can
don't
I stop you right there for a second, Joe?
Sure.
He is exactly right, except he's talking about entrepreneurship within a larger organization. Entrepreneurship, fear in pure entrepreneurship is a motivator. If you're going to be a true entrepreneur, fear is a motivator. But he's exactly right. Creativity gets ruined in an organization like American Express, for example, because that was his experience. But in terms of major corporations, fear is what's hurting, I think, the marketplace. He's exactly right, because people are afraid they're going to lose their jobs.
Right.
If they take chances, if they think entrepreneurial, if they take initiative, if they try to be too creative and they fail, that fear of failure, that's a very serious problem I think we have. I think he's exactly right about that.
Well, fear it limits our lives. It makes our world smaller. But you know, like any great entrepreneur or inventor or scientist has trusted in that there's something deeper in all of us that is, you know, more of a spiritual connection. And when we have that, when we really trust who we really are, we're more willing to take risks and chances. And you know, it is scary. Like for me, coming out with my new book, it's like, oh, what's this going to be like? You know, how is the world going to accept it? It's going, you know, it's always it feels dicey to do new things, but.
Well, if we have those fears, Joe, why do we try new things? Is it human nature to say, you know what, I'm going to overcome my fear and I'm going to do this anyway?
I think we want to express our greatness. You know, human beings are incredibly great. They have so much potential and so much power and so much inspiration and ability to help others. And we want to express that, and that's what pulls us. Our fear is what keeps us from expressing that, and that's what my book is about, how to remove the barriers to expressing who we really are and being all we can be in this world.
Aren't there influences around us, people and organizations that try to feed our fear that we should try to avoid?
Oh, well, look at the media.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the advertisers, I call it the fear industrial complex, and that's not my term. I got that off of 2020, an ABC special they did on fear, that there's a huge multi-billion-dollar industry completely devoted to scaring us.
Isn't that also what political campaigns are largely about?
We can't totally blame the politicians or the advertisers or the media, because we're addicted to fear, and they know it, and they know mm-hmm. how to keep us tuned in, and so they sell us with fear.
Fear-Proof Your Life is the new book by Joe Bailey. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a foreword by Richard Carlson, too, right?
Richard Carlson wrote that just before he died.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations on that. Hey, thank you very much for being here, Joe. Let's do it again real soon.
Oh, Jim, it was great to talk to you, and I hope we get to take our kids fishing one of these days.
We'll have to do that. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.